Union authorizes potential strike against Bud Light maker. The Teamsters Union said on Saturday that 99% of its members had voted to authorize a strike at brewer Anheuser-Busch's U.S. breweries. The union is seeking an agreement that would improve wages, protect jobs, and secure healthcare and retirement benefits for 5,000 of its members at 12 breweries operated by Anheuser-Busch, which makes Bud Light and Budweiser. The current agreement expires on February 29, 2024. If Anheuser-Busch's executives can't get their act together to negotiate an agreement that respects workers, we will see them out on the streets, Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien said in a statement over the weekend. The Bud Light maker last month reached a tentative agreement with the Teamsters to restore some health care benefits. However, the prominent union said the firm has delayed talks on job security issues since last month. Anheuser-Busch can't kick this can down the road much longer, said Jeff Patalaro, an official with the Teamsters, in a statement. He Teamsters don't want to be forced onto the picket line at any employer, but we are fully prepared to walk if Anheuser-Busch doesn't get serious about negotiating a record contract that also protects good union jobs. According to a news release from the Teamsters, there are currently no dates that are scheduled for talks between the two parties. Anheuser-Busch Teamsters recently rallied in New Hampshire, California, and Florida. More actions will take place soon across the country, it said. Anheuser-Busch hasn't released a public comment on the matter. The Epoch Times has contacted the company Sunday. The threat of a strike by the union against Anheuser-Busch comes after the Teamsters came to an agreement with the United Parcel Service over the summer to avert a possible strike. It included pay increases of $2.75 per hour in 2023 and $7.50 over the length of the five-year contract. Under that deal, full-time drivers can have an average top rate of $49 per hour and a raise of $21 per hour to part-time workers. The deal also provided UPS Teamsters members a day off on Martin Luther King Day. The Teamsters announcement comes as Anheuser-Busch's Bud Light has grappled with fallout over a promotional effort that involved a transgender activist and influencer earlier this year, leading to a boycott that adversely impacted the brand's U.S. sales that has lasted months. Amid the backlash, Anheuser-Busch InBev recorded a 13.5% drop in its U.S. revenue per 100 liters during the third quarter of 2023, according to a quarterly report released on October 31. Months before that, it was reported that Modelo Especial, owned by New York-based Constellation Brands, became the number one selling beer in the United States as it dethroned Bud Light from that spot in the first time in decades. And about a month ago, the firm said that it parted ways with its chief U.S. marketing officer, Benoit Garb, at the end of 2023. These senior leadership changes will accelerate our return to growth as we continue to focus on what we do best, brewing great beer for everyone and earning our place in moments that matter, Anheuser-Busch U.S. CEO Brendan Whitworth said in a statement. Early on in the boycott, musician Kid Rock posted a video of himself using Bud Light cans as target practice. But during an appearance last week on Tucker Carlson's show on X, he stated that Bud Light deserved a black eye and they got one, but then added he's not boycotting the brand any longer. So, do I want to hold their head underwater and drown them because they made a mistake? No, I think they got the message, said Kid Rock, whose real name is Bob Ritchie. Hopefully, other companies get it too, but you know, at the end of the day, I don't think the punishment that they've been getting at this point fits the crime, he told Mr. Carlson. I would like to see people get us back on board and become bigger because that's the America that I want to live in. But conservative commentator Matt Walsh said that the boycott should continue. Bud Light is a brand owned by a foreign conglomerate that tried to push trans ideology and is now paying the price, he said on X. There is absolutely no legitimate reason to back away or let off the gas. They deserve everything that's happened to them. Reuters contributed to this report.